The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
UK Health Secretary Wes Streeting spent just 16 minutes inside Downing Street this morning with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer for what was dubbed crunch talks. But reports are now saying that Wes Streeting is preparing to resign and make a bid for the Labour leadership. For more on this, we're joined now by James Lyons, Keir Starmer's former Director of Strategic Communication. A lot going on, James. Obviously, the King's Speech being debated currently in Parliament. Let's talk about Wes Streeting to start off with. A very short meeting this morning. What do you think that implies?
Well, it may have been even shorter than you've suggested, because that's how long he was in Downing Street. We don't know actually how long he was with the Prime Minister. So we were told that they were due to have coffee, but I think it would probably have had to be an espresso.
Yeah, you'd want to have thrown it down your throat in that period of time. Does that imply that it either didn't go well or what they had to say to each other was very short indeed?
Well, I suspect both knew what the other one was going to say, and there wasn't much point prolonging the agony for either of them. It would have been a fairly excruciating meeting in any case.
OK. So is your expectation that we will see Wes Streeting tomorrow resign, throw his hat in the ring?
A lot of people are going to look very foolish if he doesn't, including Wes Streeting. I think, you know, he's marched some of his supporters up to the top of the hill, although he denies it, and they've resigned from the government. And look, this is always going to be a sliding doors moment, I think, for Wes Streeting. You know, he's his main opponent from leadership, Andy Burnham, isn't in Parliament at the moment and therefore is ineligible to stand. I think you're going to see a scramble to try and get him a seat in time to contest this, but that is an uphill struggle to do that. So I think, you know, this is it was now or never for where he's gone with now,
and a window that he has, because as you rightly mentioned, Andy Burnham, even if somebody falls on their sword and offers up what would be considered, although is there such a thing, a safe seat to him? How long would it be before he was eligible? Before he was actually in Parliament and could make his move in that sense?
Well, if you speak to pollsters, he's done some focus groups up in Greater Manchester, they insist that he can actually walk on water and he would win a by-election despite the very depressing results of the Labour mm-hmm. Party last week. But, I mean, goodness me, can you imagine what that by-election would be like? When I was still a political journalist, I think we'd have called it good for trade. I imagine the Reform and the Greens mm-hmm. would throw not just the kind of kitchen sink, but the table and the fridge at it as well. So that remains to be seen. And the timelines on none of this are set in stone. So the National Executive Committee will decide the timetable for the Labour leadership contest. They could go long to allow Andy time to get in. Equally, the government, and Keir Starmer obviously remains the Prime Minister for now, they are in charge of when the by-election is called. So they have to, it's a very boring parliamentary procedure, they have to move the writ to call a by-election. So there is no easy way back for Andy Burnham.
Okay. So that does do two things. It gives Starmer a level of protection here, but it also, I suppose, offers Wes Streeting a window in which he can act. It's a challenge for Andy Burnham. Do you think it is likely that that scenario plays out, that they, as you say, it is very likely that the Reform Party and the Greens would throw the kitchen sink at it? And if they gave Labour a bloody nose in that set of circumstances, it would be very damaging and very embarrassing.
Well, yeah, it would indeed. But the other factor to consider in all of this is, under the Labour Party's amended rules, changed after Keir Starmer came in, the sitting leader of the party is automatically on the ballot paper. So Keir Starmer is free to fight all comers, even if he doesn't have the nominations within the Parliamentary Labour Party.
Okay. And of course, I think it's currently 88 MPs have called for him to resign, including four ministers, but 110 have called for him to stay. Is Labour still divided on the issue of Starmer, or is the wind at the challenger's back?
Yeah, I mean, my maths isn't great, but, you know, it's clearly it is divided. And a large group in the middle, including an awful lot of senior cabinet ministers, have yet to declare. They're sitting on their hands, which tells its own story.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? They're probably waiting to see which way the wind blows. Obviously, currently the King's Speech being debated and, you know, the stalls being laid out, sovereignty in terms of energy, closer to the EU, secured borders. It's like a shop window for what Labour is going to do. It's like a sales pitch almost. Is there enough in any of this to make a difference, do you think?
Look, the timing of the King's Speech was always designed to give the Prime Minister a springboard or a platform after what people in the government and people in the Labour Party knew would be a difficult set of results. But the thing is, you know, nobody's talking about the detail of the bills now. Everybody is talking about the Labour leadership contest. Will West Streeting get the numbers amongst the MPs? Who from the soft left will challenge? And, you know, there has been some wild conjecture around that. Angela Rayner is in a very difficult spot. Her tax affairs remain unresolved. You may remember she had to resign as deputy leader of the Labour Party because she hadn't paid the right level of stamp duty on her home. So her way is not clear. And if Andy Burnham can't get back and she can't stand, some people have even been suggesting we could be heading for an Ed Miliband premiership. You'll remember Ed Miliband, the last time the PM was deep up to his neck in trouble, said that Labour MPs had looked into the abyss and pulled back. Well, some of the cabinet have been staring into that abyss and seen Ed Miliband grinning back.
I did see talk of that yesterday. Is that a realistic prospect, really, James? Is that not quite an outlier?
Well, certainly Ed Miliband's team are very desperate to dampen it down. And of course, he himself has said he's been inoculated against wanting to be Labour leader because he's done that job before. And you remember he was roundly rejected by the voters.
Yeah, Cameron got more or less a landslide, an unexpected landslide.
Well, not quite a landslide, but he did triumph. But look, I used to, in a former life, run communications for the National Health Service. And the thing about inoculations is you often need more than one injection.
It's a very good line, if I may say so. Maybe lastly on all of this, Labour, obviously, disastrous local elections, 1,500 seats lost. The worst case scenario really happened for them. Obviously, reform.
It wasn't quite the most apocalyptic end. So there were suggestions they could lose as many as 2,000. But look, I'm not going to pretend it was a good night for the Labour Party. It was a great night for reform. Probably the best night that Nigel Farage has had since that Thai crypto guy gave him £5 million.
It was indeed. But what I was going to ask you is do you think a change of leadership is enough at this point to change the direction of the trajectory that Labour is currently on?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head there, if I may say so. What is not clear is what is it that a new leader is going to do differently. You've got the irresistible force of the Parliamentary Labour Party, you know, who want to do all sorts of things around, you know, increasing welfare spending and et cetera, et cetera. And the immovable object of the bond markets. And the danger is that any leader gets crushed between those two.
And maybe just a last question for you, James. Is it a failure of Labour's messaging to land, or is it that Labour is struggling to define itself, you know, in terms of who they are now?
Well, I think, first of all, whoever is in Downing Street will be having a tough time now, Labour or not. People are thoroughly fed up of seeing their living standards stagnate or decline, which has been happening since the credit crunch. And we live in a more polarised world thanks to our fragmented media, which is why you've seen the kind of rapid turnover of prime ministers over recent years. So anyone would be having a tough time. But I think it's definitely something in what you say. The Labour Party didn't have that reckoning in opposition. All wings of the party, or you know, almost all wings of the party, apart from the very hard left, were delighted to get rid of Jeremy Corbyn, and they didn't then want to thrash it out amongst themselves. You know, are they, you know, Tony Blair 2.0? Is it, you know, back to the Ed Miliband or even, you know, or somewhere in the middle? That reckoning has never happened. And as a result, you know, there's been a lack of clarity.
Yeah, I'm minded of that joke that's going around about Andy Burnham. A Blairite, a Brownite, a Corbynite, and a centrist walk into the bar, and the barman says, "What will you have, Mr. Burnham?" Is that?
I mean, if we get Andy Burnham premiership, it'll be really exciting to see which Andy Burnham we get.
Thank you very much for joining us, James. That is James Lyons, there, former director of strategic communications for Keir Starmer.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
with Kia,
weekdays at 4 on News Talk, conversation that counts.